Wittershin sat on the wet rooftop, legs dangling off the side, and carefully cleaned the diluted blood from her rapier with a bit of torn cloth. Beneath her, in an alley ankle-deep in old rainwater and the juice of various garbage heaps, lay a trio of disreputable men who would probably never walk normally again.
They'll live, assuming none of their injuries get too badly infected. Look, I didn't mean for it to go this way. The plan was just to tail some finders, observe their new way of doing things, maybe pick up on what's going on in the guild. I wasn't just gonna stand by and let them beat that young couple to a pulp, or worse. And neither were you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have helped. The way I see it, we have three mangled good-for-nothings down there, and three healthy people free in the night. That's pretty equitable, all things considered. I wanted him to get away. Oh, I did so! Why would I make that up? Right. Like I'm going to lie to make you think better of me. You already know I mess up a lot, so why... Wait, that's not what I... Oh, horse bubbles.
Wittershins had to wait quite a bit for the tiny deity to stop laughing.
As I was saying, I don't think he got a good look at me. He just knows someone turned his friends into a hedgehog's bedsheets. Since these guys aren't really in any shape to talk to me, and they probably don't know much anyway, I figured let their friend come back with someone more important and less, bleedy. And don't even think of trying to tell me that's not a real word either. You don't talk. You don't get a say in how words work. Oh, yeah? Let me define the word word for you.
Olgan abruptly alerted her to someone's approach.
All right. If you'd be so kind.
The night grew brighter.
About 10. More than I really want to take on right now, even with your help. Ooh, and well-armed. I wonder how many people that finder said it took to flatten his team. Wait a minute. I'd recognize that head anywhere. Bald as a snake's bottom. Taskmaster Remy Privet himself. I guess not all the gods are annoyed with me yet.
Her own god's response translated roughly to, give them time.
It's a stroke of luck. If Lisette took the Shrouded Lord's place, Remy's second only to her.
Presuming, Olgan pointed out, that Lisette hadn't drastically rearranged the guild hierarchy.
Well, he's probably still privy to just about everything happening at the guild. Any guard or house patrols nearby? All right, wait for it.
You, go check on the wounded. The rest of you, keep watch.
That one.
Son of a...
It came from this way, guards.
Scatter!
While most of the group remained on the streets, some of them began scaling the sides of nearby structures as others sought shelter within. Only one of them mattered. Remy scrambled up a nearby building, accompanied by a scraggly, unshaven thief who would have to clean up to aspire to Weasley. With impressive stealth, they jogged along the rooftops at a low crouch, hopping the narrow gaps between neighboring eaves, leaving the scene rapidly behind. Wittershins found it laughably easy to keep up.
It would have been so nice if Remy had scampered off alone. Well, we'll just have to make him alone. What's one more injured thief? Safer streets, yes?
The next obstacle Remy and his companion would have to clear was a street, not an alleyway, albeit a narrow one. It was a tricky jump to make, but not too difficult, certainly not for men with their training and experience. Just as the two of them neared that edge, Wittershin's run turned into an impossible sprint. When her quarry leapt, she was only steps behind them. She felt Olgan's presence beneath her, propelling her up and out with her last step so that she soared through the open air, higher and far faster than the others. She tucked her knees tight to her chest, giving herself just enough room to pass over the head of Remy's companion. Then, still in midair, she kicked down hard with both feet on the shoulders of the not-quite-weasel. He slammed face first into the wall, just below his intended landing point. Thanks to Olgan's divine boost, Shins landed on the far roof a fraction of a second ahead of Remy. It was more than enough, especially since his brain still hadn't fully processed what was happening. The young woman dropped into a low crouch and spun, sweeping the larger man's ankles out from under him. The taskmaster slammed to the roof face and chest down, his legs protruding over the edge. Shins gave him a helpful nudge with the toe of her boot, forcing him to clutch the rooftop with both hands to keep himself from a painful plummet. He could, of course, have hauled himself back up. Remy was nothing if not a powerful man, had he not looked up to find the tip of Wittershin's rapier hovering about 2 inches from his nose.
As I don't actually have any plans to stab you tonight, I'm going to be very put out if you impale your face on my sword. Talk about rude.
Well, I wouldn't want to put you out now, would I?
Exactly. It's so nice to understand one's colleagues.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. When did you get back in town?
Really? That's the question you want to lead with under these circumstances?
Remy started to shrug, then froze as he slid a few more inches back with the gesture.
I don't figure threatening you is going to do me any good right now. Though you are going to regret this, and you're going to tell me what you want when you damn well feel like it anyway.
Fair. I think you know my first question.
Yes. Lizette's back, and yes, she's in charge now.
What happened to the old Shrouded Lord?
Gods only know. Look, if this is going to be a long talk, can I pull myself up? My arms hurt.
I guess you'd better make sure it's not a long talk, then. The Shrouded Lord?
Yeah, I don't know. She says he's dead, but she avoided talking about who was under the mask, and she gets pissy. Well, pissier if he comes up in a conversation. So maybe he's not as dead as she wants. Might as well be, though. He's out, and she's already purged most of the finders who were specifically loyal to him.
Uh-huh. I can't help but notice that didn't include you.
I do my job. I am loyal to the guild, not any one person.
Uh-huh. Also, you didn't want her to open you up like a chest of drawers and reorganize your insides by color and size.
Well, there was that.
So she took the shroud then?
Nah. Seems she's happy enough running shit as herself.
I thought the priest would have mandated it. It's a requirement, yes, to honor the Shrouded God?
Yeah. About that, Lizette's also purged the ranks of senior priests.
What the frogs? Lizette was a fanatical worshiper of the Shrouded God. What changed?
Oh, gods!
Almost done. Why all the bloodshed all of a sudden?
Orders. She wants people afraid of us. Wants bodies in the street. Seems to be trying to stir up the guard and the houses both. I had no idea why.
Because she's nuttier than a squirrel's larder. But there's always been some purpose behind her actions. All right, last question, maybe. What are your orders regarding me?
Locate, follow, and watch. Nothing else.
Makes sense, given that those posters offered a reward for information, not body parts. You think Lizette wants to kill me herself, yes?
Maybe. Or she's got some other scheme in mind. Either way, she wants you alive for something.
Well,
Shins stepped back from the ledge, leaving enough clear space for an exhausted, shaking Remy to haul himself up.
Be seriously inconsiderate to keep her waiting.